November 20th, an iffy book. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. James 3, 7-8a and verse 10. People make a mistake when they equate the unconditional love of God with his promises, thereby attempting to make them unconditional as well. Yet all through the Bible, God makes promises to his people that are conditional upon their obedience. Exodus 19:5, 2 Chronicles 7:14, John 8:51. As one Bible student wrote, the Bible is an iffy book. God will always love us, but his promises can only work in our lives when we operate by faith. Today's passage is no exception to that rule. Do you experience trouble with temptations? Try just fleeing from them. God always promises a way out of temptation, 1 Corinthians 10:13, but usually it doesn't come from some miraculous intervention. It just comes by us making a choice. The best way to escape the temptation to eat is to step away from the fridge. Would you like to be closer to God? He promises you can be if you step toward him. He'll meet you halfway. He came all the way from heaven, but the next move is yours. Are you short-circuiting the promises of God in your life through inaction or disobedience? Ask God to show you where you are failing to let his promises take effect.